This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden is hailing an agreement to expand NATO, even as the alliance faces division at its summit in Lithuania over adding Ukraine. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Today, we will make many decisions for an even stronger alliance. We will increase our practical and political support to Ukraine. This will bring Ukraine closer to NATO, where it belongs. We'll also take bold steps to further strengthen our deterrence and defense, including new plans and forces for defense of the Euro-Atlantic area.
That, of course, was not Sagar Magani. My apologies. Ahead of the summit opening on Tuesday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke with reporters about Ukraine's efforts to join NATO and U.S. objections. He said the U.S. supports Ukraine's membership, and Ukraine will eventually become a member of NATO, just not yet.
As President Biden noted, bringing Ukraine into the alliance now here in Vilnius would bring NATO into war with Russia. Also, Ukraine has further steps to take along its reform path. But allies will send a united, positive signal on Ukraine's path to future membership in the alliance.
Meanwhile, Ukraine officials said Tuesday Russian forces attacked Kyiv and the southern port of Odessa with Iranian-made Shahed drones. Ukraine's military said it shot down a total of 26 drones launched by Russia. Officials in the Kyiv region said debris that fell from intercepted drones damaged multiple residential buildings. In Odessa, regional governor Oleg Kuyper said two drones hit an administrative building in the port, while debris from the downed drones caused a nearby grain terminal and another terminal to catch fire. Odessa is a key port involved in the Black Sea Grain Initiative, an agreement brokered by the UN and Turkey that allowed for the resumption of critical grain exports from Ukrainian ports that had been blocked by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This is VOA News. Climate activist Greta Thunberg joined a demonstration outside the European Union Parliament Tuesday to call on lawmakers there to support a key Nature Restoration Act. The European Parliament will vote Wednesday on the European Commission proposal for a law to restore damaged environments. The vote is expected to be close. The Parliament's largest group, the Conservative European People's Party, opposes it, saying it would threaten food security, though that claim was rejected by the European Commission and other scientists. Thunberg Tuesday led the protesters in urging EU lawmakers to listen to the people and not corporate special interests.
The people in power are continuously sawing off the branch we are all sitting on. The fact that big corporations and lobbyists from destructive industries seem to be taken more seriously than the people affected by these crises And the science tells us very clearly where the people in power stand. We demand that the MEPs do not reject this law and vote for the strongest law possible.
At least five people have been killed after a helicopter carrying tourists from Mexico crashed near Mount Everest in Nepal, and one other person on the aircraft is still missing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The aircraft was returning to the capital Kathmandu after bringing the five tourists on a sightseeing trip to the world's highest peak. The tourists are believed to be Mexican nationals, while the pilot was Nepali. An airport official says weather conditions had caused changes to be made to the helicopter's planned flight route. The tourist and mountaineering season ended in May with the onset of the rainy season, and tourist flights to the mountains are less common this time of year as visibility is poor and weather conditions are unpredictable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Global climate scientists are saying the extreme flooding and heat waves that are plaguing the planet are only going to get worse. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Look at the people's doors! Oh my God!
Weather tracker Melissa Roberts watched as water rushed through a neighborhood in Highland Falls, New York this week. Gavin Schmidt, director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, says get used to the extreme flooding because we're on a path to more global warming.
We will have more water vapor in the atmosphere. As we have more water vapor in the atmosphere, we will have more intense rainfall. And so we're anticipating that until that situation changes, we're going to see more and more of the same, and in fact, more extreme rainfall and more intense heat waves.
Deadly flooding isn't just hitting the U.S. Northeast right now, but India, Japan, China, and Turkey. I'm Donna Warder.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.